and welcome to the Nature Schooling Podcast. And today we have our assistant, and her name is Kitty Cat.
What? My name is Rosie. I'm her fave cousin. And also,
say hi. Please say hi.
Hey.
So today we're going to be talking about
how cutting down trees
is hard to our animal system and our environment. So,
also our animal system is very important because to a lot of animals can become extinct, and that'll make all animals extinct because of the food chain, and we don't want that because the food chain helps all animals live. And also, if we didn't have bees, some animals eat bees. So also, not eat bees, but the food chain can become extinct because bees don't have anything to eat. So actually, they could become extinct because we can't live without bees, but because because they get pollen, if there were no bees, there couldn't be animals. A lot of other animals, like deer, they only eat fruits. They're like vegetarians.
Yeah, I think that is a good point about that. And also, I read in a book that gorillas are actually could be endangered in about 100 years. They could be extinct in 100 years because they cut down trees, and trees are where gorillas live. So we need to protect the environment from them becoming extinct. And also, we do have in Animal Kingdom, our Disney park, they have gorillas, so I'm super happy for that. But in the wild, they could be extinct.
That's why gorillas are super important to us. Yes, they are very fun. They sell ice cream. We can go with whoever we want. But they also help endangered animals to become non-endangered again, because a lot of females have children, and they have children, and they have children, and then that's why. And if you ever read the story about Coco and Penny, gorillas are very smart, and that gorilla learned over 100 over 1,000 words because of Penny. And there's these super touching pictures of so Penny realized for one whole year, Coco kept saying, kitty, kitty, kitty. So he bought him a kitty. And there is this picture of them cuddling, and it is so heart touching. And also, there's one with him, a baby doll. A lot of people think gorillas are just. Gorillas are really harsh, and they're hard on people, and they can kill. Yes, they can kill, but only if you bother them. Also, they're really sweet. I mean, there's a picture of him, of Coco, he's cuddling a kitten, and there's a picture of baby dog.
Oh, that's so heart touching, and I believe that Thomas got this book from the library, and it makes me like, why did he have to pick this book? Because it's all about, it's called Don't Let Them Disappear. And I think everyone should really get this book. It's called Don't Let Them Disappear. And it's like all the endangered animals, and it tells you what and how many years they could be extinct from this whole entire world. So I think I read in that book that gorillas could be extinct in the next 100 years. So some of our kids, like for the little kids and for people that are like 8 years old and or turning eight, their kids may not be able to see gorillas at all.
A lot of people, they think kids can't help. They're too little. But that's so wrong. She changed the whole world. And us kids, we can change a lot.
Yes. And I don't know.
Even by getting a hamster, that can help. Even by getting a cat, a dog, that can help.
Yes.
A lot of people, I saw this little short movie. It broke my heart. So there was this guy who, he hurt his dog. There was marks all over him. And this cat, he was a kitten, and he was really worried because it was a big dog. It was a bulldog. And so that really taught a good lesson. And then the cat knew this lady that would always give the cat some tuna. And the dog went with escaped because she knew how to get out and get fish and stuff. So the cat was like, come on, we gotta get out so you don't get hurt anymore. And they got out right when the guy was getting out with the chain. And it really broke my heart from this day.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody has watched We Can Be Heroes, but that one, I think that it tells everybody how much kids can actually change this world, because that planet Pokemon, if any of you have seen it, please watch it. It's on Netflix. And if any of you have seen it, that planet Pokemon, I mean, kids are the president at Pokemon. So I think that's a really good lesson, and Missy, she actually had a very good plan.
And my favorite one is Miles. You always think, like, he's like a regular human. This kid is insane.
Yes. And I think that if any of you have... Any of you have watched Free Rain? It's about horses, and please don't watch it. It's heartbreaking. Like, it's about, like, a horse that gets lost, and because of somebody, and nobody knows who it is, but please don't watch it. It's heartbreaking.
What movie? Sorry?
It's not a movie, it's a show. You can watch it on Netflix, but it's heartbreaking, so please don't watch it. It's Free Rain. So, yeah. And also, I think that the first episode, I told you it's important to not cut down trees, but this is about, like, people... You know that people could, like, really, like, make elephants, Asian or African elephants, come extinct because they take their tusk out of their mouths. And yesterday, I went to the zoo, and there was this one Asian elephant that didn't have two tusks, only one tusk. Because I think that they rescued that one because it was, like, really hurt. And they rescued that one. So, because it only had one tusk and it couldn't defend itself. So I think that's a very important role. Our zoos all around the world, our zoos and Disney that has our amazing Animal Kingdom. You should watch it. It's on Disney Plus. Just search Disney's Animal Kingdom. Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom. And it's so sweet. And there's cute little piglets and porcupines. And it's just so cute. And I think everyone should really watch that. Get Disney Plus and you'll see it.
And also, it's just that there's a lot of heartbreaking stories, like I said, but Really, the heartbreaking ones, that one, it broke my heart. But also, it taught us a good lesson.
Yeah, so if any of you know the movie Coco, I think it's a very good idea. It's really heartbreaking about, you know, the world above us, but it's really heartbreaking, but it really does teach us that kids can actually change the world and help grown-ups the way that grown-ups could help other people.
Mia, I think we should end the podcast here. I mean, I need to do another podcast.
So thank you everybody for listening to the Nature Schooling podcast. And what do you say if we change this to like Saturdays or Sundays so we could do the podcast together? What do you say, Rose? Yeah, so everybody, season 2 is coming soon. Because right now this is episode 12. So I'm so excited because there's only one more episode of the Nature Schooling podcast until there's going to be season 2 of the Nature Schooling podcast, because that is going to be episode 13, and I'm super excited. So let's welcome Rosie Mirbal to our podcast. So everybody, you are in the Nature Schooling podcast. We have 10 or more followers.
Say something, please.
Yeah.
Positive attitude changes everything. Peace.
Yes. So remember, don't cut down trees, and animals will live longer. Thank you, everybody. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Nature Schooling podcast, everybody. Bye. Until the next episode.